inflation reading due shortly. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Commerce Department will, in a few hours from now, report the Consumer Price Index for August. Analysts predicting an 8.1% increase in prices over August of last year. If those predictions hold, it will be the second straight month of slowing price increases. President Biden in Boston yesterday claiming it's an economic resurgence.
Jobs and incomes are up. People are back to work. And that progress has continued in recent months, even as economies around the world have faced challenges.
But a new Gallup poll finds many Americans aren't feeling it.
More than half of respondents say the inflation problems in this country are causing financial hardship for their households. 24%, in fact, say they're only buying essentials. 17% say they've canceled a vacation because of the inflation problem. And another 17% say they're actually driving less.
Fox's Kevin Cork, the Justice Department and President Trump's legal team have agreed on one of the four people nominated to be the special master to oversee the evidence seized in the raid on the FBI's raid on the former president's home. The federal judge who ordered the appointment of the special master has the final say. Throughout the night, mourners in Edinburgh, Scotland, filed past Queen Elizabeth's coffin as it lay in St. Giles Cathedral. Later today, the Queen's body will be transported to London. Public viewing will begin there Thursday. Some people are already lined up at Westminster Hall.
I wanted to come here to get a good spot to pay my respects to Her Majesty the Queen. And you have got to be here early.
The Queen's funeral will be held on Monday. The public school district in Seattle has reached a tentative agreement with its striking teachers union. No terms have been announced yet, but better pay and classroom support were two of the union's bigger issues. School board plans to announce this afternoon when schools will open for the year in Seattle. America is listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
So-called Twitter whistleblower due to testify to Congress today.
Peter Mudge Zacko used to be Twitter's chief of security. Now he says the social media giant's been misleading lawmakers about its cyber defenses and efforts to control millions of fake accounts. For the first time since his bombshell accusation, Zacko goes before the Senate Judiciary Committee today. Committee Chair Dick Durbin said if the claims are right, they may show dangerous data privacy and security risks. In a statement, Twitter said Zacko's producing a false narrative. All this as Twitter has sued billionaire Elon Musk, trying to force him to go through with his $44 billion bid to buy the company. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Ukrainian forces claiming several strategic victories in their latest counteroffensive against Russian invaders, liberating several areas that had been held by Russian forces. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says nuclear talks with Iran are going backwards. Tehran demanding and the U.S. rejecting a provision for inspections of its nuclear power plants be dropped. The television awards were handed out last night.
The 74th annual Emmys had some surprising moments and some dramatic ones. But this time, the honorees and the host steered clear of making any political statements. There were, of course, some minor jabs taken by SNL's Bowen Yang and Martin Short, both mentioning Mar-a-Lago. But the night really belonged to the White Lotus, the showrunner, writer, and director Mike White collecting two trophies, and Jennifer Coolidge, outstanding supporting actress, who poked fun at herself.
You know, I took a lavender bath tonight, and right before the show, and it made me swell up inside my dress.
Except courtesy of the Television Academy and NBC, Succession and Ted Lasso took top honors for drama and comedy series. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.